Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tov Tes Vav. We are on the last line of page Resh Ayin Tes. We're about to turn on to page 558. Siman Tov Tes Vav is Shalo La'arev Eruvei Tchumen Elu Dvar Mitzvah. That you can't make an Eruv Tchumen unless it is for purposes of a Dvar Mitzvah. We've seen this concept come up already many times, but here is the Siman. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Ein Ma'arven Eruvei Tchumen Elu Dvar Mitzvah. You can't make an Eruv Tchumen unless it is for the purposes of a Mitzvah. Kigon, for example, Shaya Rotza Lelech Lebeis Ha'avil. For example, a person wants to go walk to the house of an Avil. Oh, lebeis hamishta shel nesuin, where he wants to go to a sheva brachos. Oh, lahakbil pnei rabbo, where he wants to go visit his rebbe. Oh, chaveru shabam en aderech, where he wants to go visit his friend who just came from the traveling. V'kayotze ba'elu, or anything similar. The Rama says, oh, sherotze leilech letayel biyom tov o Shabbos v'pardes, or he just wants to go for a walk. Anyanta for Shabbos in the orchard, sheyesh bo simcha, which in that there is simcha, bazem mikri dvar mitzvah, that's called a dvar mitzvah. So category one is that you can make an Erev Tchumen for a dvar mitzvah. The Mechaber continues and says, o mipnei hayira, or if you're afraid, that's also grounds to make an Erev Tchumen, kegon shayarotze levroach min ha'ovdei kochavim, for example, you want to run away from the ovdei kochavim, o min ha'listim, or from the robbers, v'kayotze bazeh, or anything similar. The Rama says, v'oz mutter lo leilich afilu dvar harshus. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that it's going back on all cases that we just discussed, whether you made your Erev Tchumen for the purposes of a Dvar Mitzvah or because you were afraid, but once you made it for a reason that was acceptable, then you're allowed to use it even to go for a Dvar HaRishus. And the Mechaber ends a sif and says, V'im Erev Shelo Le'echor Mikol Elu, if you made an Erev for a different reason, none of which were mentioned above, Elo Le'divri HaRishus, rather you made your Erev Tchumen just for Advar HaRishus, Hareza Erev. It's not the best way to do it, it's not L'chatchila, but the Erev is a good Erev. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Aleph, you can make an Erev Tchumen Elo Dvar Mitzvah, V'yesh Machlokes Ben Aposkim. In this point, there is a machlokas aposkim. The yesh omrim, there are those who say the zedavka kasheira bepas. This idea that an erev can only be made for a dvar mitzvah is specifically if you're making an erev tchumen with bread. Aval b'ma'orev b'raglo, but if you're making the erev with your feet, meaning you're standing in that place, as ben hashmashos comes in, mutar lechatchila af v'dvar harashus, this shita holds that you're allowed to make such an erev even for a dvar harashus. The kevon sheyoshev sham biatzmo, since you're actually sitting there by yourself, the kona shvisa bi yeshivaso, and you're being kona shvisa with your sitting, afilu udvar harashus mutter, even if your purposes is for udvar harashus, it's going to be okay. V'yesh omrim de'ein chiluk bein pasu bein raglov, and some say no, there's no difference whether you're making an erev with bread or you're making an erev with your feet. La'olam ein ma'arvin l'chadchila el udvar mitzvah. Always, l'chadchila, you cannot make an erev tchumen unless it is for a dvar mitzvah. Ubemakom tzarech yesh l'hakel kadeya harishona, in a place of need, you can be lenient like the first opinion, and you can make an Eruv Tchumen for a Dvar HaRashus by being there with your guf. Sivkat and Beis, the second example the Mechaber gave of a Dvar Mitzvah was Lebeis HaMishta Shel Nesuin. V'hu adin Sudas Erusin, it doesn't have to be for a Sheva Brachos, it could even be for a Sudas Erusin, O Su'udas Kinyan, or a Suda of the Tanoim, Shenohogin Lasos Achshav, which nowadays some are knowing to do, Shegam Elu Su'udas Mitzvahim, those are all considered Sudas Mitzvah. Nisui Bas Kohen Li Yisrael Amoretz, the marriage of a daughter of a Kohen to a Yisrael who's an Amoretz, O Bas Tamil Chacham La Amoretz, or the marriage of the daughter of a Tamil Chacham to an Amoretz, Eina Sudas Mitzvah. The Gemara says those are not considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Ubitshuvas Chavas Yoyer Kosav Di Achshav Ein Lanu Ami Ha'orit Shedibru Chachamim Kan. The Chavas Yoyer writes that nowadays we don't have the Amaratzim that the Gemara is referring to. Im Lokish Yadua Shehem Mezalzalim B'mitzvahs. Unless you know these people are being Mezalzalim B'mitzvahs, then the Lo Adifa Me Amaorit Amuska B'shas. Then they're certainly no better than the Amaorit that's discussed in the Gemara. The Kol Shekinim Hu Bas Amaorit La Amaorit. mitzvah. So besides the fact that nowadays the Chavos Yair says we don't have the Am Haaretz in general as discussed in the Gemara, so certainly if it's a Bas Am Haaretz, marrying an Am Haaretz on the same level, according to everyone, that would be a Sudas mitzvah. Achen, however, im yadua shelo yinhogu sham kados, if you know that at this chasana they're not going to be acting appropriately, v'yiraktu sham bachurim ubesulos yachud, and there's going to be dancing mixture of bachurim and besulos together, b'vadei ein kan mitzvah la'arev, then certainly that is not grounds to be considered a mitzvah to make an erev kedei leilech l'sham u'l'samcha, to go there and to rejoice with them. They're having mixed dancing. V'ayin le'el b'simen shin la'metesa b'ralocha d'ramaska l'hokil. U'gedola mizu kosva poskim, and greater than this, the poskim write in Evan Ho'ezer, simen samach beiz, de'ein nochon l'varech b'kegon zesha simcha b'ma'ono. In a place where there's inappropriateness, you wouldn't even make the word, you wouldn't say in the Sheva Brachos the word Shasimcha b'ma'ono in the benching, unless in your going to this chasana you're able to hold them back from this inappropriate behavior. If that's the case, that you can hold them back and prevent things that are not allowed, so certainly it would be a mitzvah to go there, and they certainly would say in the Zimun Shasimcha b'ma'ono. Sivkotun Gimel Uchavero. We said as other examples of the bar mitzvah as to mekabel pnei rabo or a chavero shabam in aderech. So says the Mishavura, afilu eino chacham. The chavero is talking about a case that even if your friend is not a chacham, the chashev ze mitzvah, greeting your friend is considered a mitzvah, kevon shabam in aderech, since he was coming from the derech. Vedas al yoraba de bechavero chacham ayri. The yoraba argues and says when it talks about your friend, it's talking about your friend who is also a talmud chacham. Sivkotan dal de kayotze be elu, or other similar cases of a mitzvah, kegon she tzarech lotzeis lefakech al iskei rabim. Someone has to travel and make an eruv tchumah to go further to take care of iskei rabim, things that are nogeya to the public. Ola lechas lebrismilo, or he wants to go to brismilo. Ola hispala b'minyan, or he wants to go daven with a minyan. V'chein kishahoyo chutz le'iro, or if he finds himself outside his city, v'rotza lovo lebeso lehispala b'shabbos yomtov, and he wants to be able to get back to his house to daven on Shabbos and Yomtov. All these are examples of mitzvos that it's grounds to make an Erev Tchumen for Lechatchila. Achein, Lepidyon Shvuyim, however, it comes to redeeming captives. V'chachoma haba li'aleid, and some midwife is coming to help someone give birth. V'haba lehatzal menakusim, and someone who's coming to save someone from the Goyim, yotzim af below Erev, then you can obviously go out of the Tchum, even without having made an Erev Tchumen. Sivkatan hey, the Ramah added on, that if you want to go just past the Tchum to walk, on Shabbos or Yontif in the orchard, which has simcha, that's also the bar mitzvah. Says the Mishabura Miyah, however, Pashat the Mari b'simcha shel heter. It's Pashat we're talking about over here, where you're going to go for a walk and it's going to be a simcha shel heter. But based on what we find in our great Averos, be'ezim makomos in some places, ba'ayoros gedolos in the big cities, sha'oskim sham b'holelos u'b'hisarvos z'charim u'nekevos, they're dealing over there with hailulus and mixing of males and females. Certainly that would not be grounds to make an Eretz Tchumen to get to such a location. That would be called going to a Dvar Avera, not a Dvar Mitzvah. And many Gedolim already screamed about this hailulus. The Hashomer Nasho Yirchak Meileich Shom, one who guards his nefesh, should stay far away from such places. On this, David HaMelech says, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo holach. Praiseworthy is the man who doesn't go in such ways. Sivkatan vav. We said in the second general category of the Mechaber Ovev Nehayira, the example was he wants to run away min ha'ovei kolchavim. Says the Mishabura min akusim, sheyitzaru oso, that they're going to cause tzar to him. O yigvu mimenu mamon, that they're going to take from him money. V'im yesh bazech shash sakana, however, if there's a real shash sakana being with the kusim, af below erev mutter levroth, and obviously you're allowed to run away, even if you did not make an erev tchumen. Now the Mechaber ended off and said that in erev, rather this is going on the Ramah says, v'oz mutter lo leilich afilu dvar harashus, we said once you made an erev for dvar mitzvah, or because of the yira, you're allowed to use that erev even for dvar harashus. So says the Mishabruas of Katan Zayin, Koy al kol asif anal, this is going back on the whole sif. For Otsalomer, what he means to say is, Dekevon de konasham eruvo mishum tzarech mitzvah, since you were kones shvisa in that place for the tzorach of a mitzvah initially. So mutar lalechas alpayim aflet var harashus. You could even go the 2,000 for advar harashus. Once the eruv was set up for advar mitzvah, you're allowed to use it even for advar harashus. Now, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion and Os Yud Aleph, he writes, v'gam ha-mechaber modil hazeh. Even though the Rama is the one who is saying this, really the mechaber agrees to this. Elo shelo haya tzorach lavio, just the mechaber had no reason to speak it out, to ha gedola mezu kasav lakameh, because right after this line of the Rama, the mechaber taught us a bigger chiddush, and that was, de b'dievarim ovar v'eruv afilu dvar harashus, that if you did the wrong thing and you made an eruv, even for dvar harashus, then b'dievar have a eruv, mutter lotzes. It still works as an eruv. So even if you did it totally for dvar harashus, it's going to be mutter. So im kein kol sheken hechi shetchilas eruv hayol dvar mitzvah. So if when you made a mitchila for dvar harashus, but yevet it works, certainly if mitchila you made the eruv for dvar mitzvah, shemutter achar kach lotzes afu dvar harashus. So if you made it for dvar mitzvah mitchila, certainly you can use it afterwards for dvar harashus. And that's why the Mechaber didn't have to mention this. It's a kolsh game for what the Mechaber says later. But it is mashu from here, the fact that the Ramah puts that in, that the Ramah's only matir, if you made it initially for Dvar Mitzvah, then you can use it for Dvar HaRashus. But if you made it mitchila for Dvar HaRashus, certainly the mashmos of the Ramah over here is that even b'dyevet, it would not be a good Erev. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis Abbeis, Ein Ma'arvin Eruvei Tchumen Ben Hashmoshos. You cannot make an Erev Tchumen during Ben Hashmoshos. Vim Eirav, and if you did make an Eirav Tchumen, then Eiruvo Eirav, your Eirav is a good Eirav. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Ches, Eiruvei Tchumen, this is Bedavka by Eiruvei Tchumen that you can't do it during Ben Hashmoshos, the Eiruvei Chatzeros Mutter Lechatchilo Ben Hashmoshos. In Eiruv Chatzeros, you're allowed to make Lechatchilo during Ben Hashmoshos, like we learned earlier in Simon Reis, Samach Alas of Aleph. The Eruvei Tchumen Chomer Mimenu, and Erev Tchumen is more Chomer Lagabi this, the Yeshemech LeEruvei Tchumen Mikra. Because there is an Asmachta for Erev Tchumen, even though in general it's the Rabbonim, there is a Semech from a Pasuk where it says, Al Yetze Ish Mimikomu. Sevchot and Tes Vim Erev, if you did make an Erev Dermen Hashmashos, but the evidence works. Mishum de iser tchumen hu de rabbanon, because the whole iser tchumen is only the rabbanon. Memelo usveke lo kula. When it comes to a suffix, you did it in the Zman of Ben Hashmashos, which is the Zman of a suffix, so we will go Sveikul Hula. Mikom Makom, suffix Hunacha Eruv Alo. However, if your suffix is not in the Zman of Ben Hashmashos, but rather whether the Eruv was ever placed or not, Gara Mizeh, then it's worse. Kemavur Le'el Basimin Tov Tes, Sivav Ayin Shom, and a suffix of whether it was ever placed down is a worse suffix. Sivkotan Yud Eruva Eruv, in this case it is a good Eruv, Hayesh Chokom the Siv Gimel. The Yesh Chokom that we'll see in Mitzvah Shem in the next year. And Siv Gimbal, Sviruluhu Gambazet, the puzzle they're going to hold also in this case that the Erev that's placed during Ben Hashmashos is puzzle. Kevan Shalohoyo la Erev Cheskas Kashrus. Since an Erev that was placed during Ben Hashmashos never had a Cheskas Kashrus, it never had a time when it was for sure good, because when you put it down initially during Ben Hashmashos, it was a suffix that maybe it's already too late to put it down. We'll stop over here and continue Mitzvah with Siv Gimbal next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.